thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
Beautiful.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, motivated viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms and reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yerbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 at Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yerbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Union S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sambur Company. And in Senshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a European botanist discovered a flowering plant at a record altitude. In good governance news, Paraguay allocates more than $7.5 million U.S. dollars to supply clean water to citizens in 17 communities. In humanitarian news, a 9-year-old boy leads efforts to help tornado victims. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 30th, is the Independence Day of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, observing its achievement of self-government in 1960. In Central Africa, northeast of Angola, the Democratic Republic of the Congo is the third largest nation on the continent and is home to more than 200 ethnic groups. Abundant in natural resources, the Democratic Republic of the Congo also has several United Nations Education, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. Its Virunga National Park has the most variety of habitats of any park in Africa, and the Garamba National Park is the only remaining wild environment of the critically endangered northern white rhino. Well-known people in the Democratic Republic of the Congo include the country's renowned first Prime Minister, Mr. Patrice Emery Lumumba, and prominent writer, Batuki Sanga Semenga. We wish the kind-hearted people of the Democratic Republic of the Congo a memorable Independence Day.
IN News. Typhoon Mayari hits the Korean Peninsula. After departing from the city of Rongcheng in China's Shandong province late on Sunday, June 26, Tropical Storm Mayari hit the west coast of South Korea as a typhoon. As of Monday, at least 9 people, including a 3-year-old, had lost their lives, while 3 others were reported missing. High winds caused electricity losses on Jeju Island and led to a number of flight cancellations at several airports, as ships were also ordered to stay in port. According to the National Emergency Management Agency, regional governments had begun cleanup efforts, and by Tuesday, most public services had been restored. Meanwhile, North Korea was also affected by heavy rains. The state-run Korean Central News Agency reporting that the storm had battered the cities of Gaesong and Haeju, but there were no immediate casualties or significant damage.
As when the tropical storm began to affect the Philippines, China, and Formosa, or Taiwan, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our Korean Association members please check with local officials to see if any help is required. Expressing her sympathies and loving prayers, she also requested that they go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate, saying that emergency funds would be available as necessary.
Our thankfulness for the disaster mitigation efforts of the Korean officials and personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's heartfelt concern. We pray for the soon restoration of safe regularity as humanity's kinder ways help ease such disturbing events as these.
Quakes hit Indonesia. On Monday, June the 27th, 2 aftershocks of magnitude 4.5 and 5.0 jolted the north coast of Papua, Indonesia, centered 178 kilometers northeast of Naratali. These tremors followed a strong magnitude 6.4 quake on Sunday. An undersea temblor, 5.6 in magnitude, hit off the coast of Sumatra province on Wednesday, 175 kilometers southwest of the provincial capital, Bengkulu City. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or casualties for any of the tremors, and no tsunami warnings were issued. We are grateful for the safety of those in the quake-rattled regions. With Allah's grace, may earthly stability soon become the norm through our greater benevolence.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Thank you. hồng hào cho núc ních, tôi cùng mẹ vui chơi. À, người nhìn tôi ưu ái, khen tròn chính xinh ơi. Mỗi ngày người qua thăm, đem nước mắt rông ngon. Ồ, mẹ con tôi cảm kích, hàm ân trọng nghìn vàng. Tôi sống đời êm đẹp, trông che chở của bầm vỡ như hùng voi, dồn bẹp thân bé nhỏ vào giỏ em rụng rơi, không phương gì chăn trở. Ôi địa ngục nào đây, tôi hãi hùng rên xiết. Mẹ ơi, mẹ cứu con, bảo vệ chút đời tôi non bé. Mẹ tôi kêu nào hùng, mắt đẫm tràn thế lương. Trời cao không chưa hết nỗi đau đớn đoạn trường. Chỉ là bán buôn mai này thân tan nát, thịt xương tôi cực hình cho người vui hê hà. Trong tiệc rượu linh đình, con người và con ai, tôi chúc thọ đời dài cho gia đình sum họp khỏi đau đớn. Như tôi chúc cả nhà tu phước, cho đường xanh làm lợn nhân phố trà vây hoài.
Still save the planet. Day 573. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
citizens speak out. As people continue to stand for government reforms that honor the principles of democracy, human rights, and greater freedoms, they gather in cities throughout Bahrain, Egypt, Greece, Libya, Oman, Pakistan, Palestine, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Yemen.
Bahrain. In a televised speech Wednesday, King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa announced that after consulting with the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, he is forming an independent committee to launch an intensive investigation into all the events of unrest earlier this year, including alleged violent suppression of protesters by government forces.
Egypt. In unrest that began Tuesday and extended into the following day, over 1,000 people were injured in Cairo's Tahrir Square as police clashed with around 5,000 protesters. The unrest stemmed from people's frustration over the slow pace of bringing police to justice for acts of brutality committed during the January-February upheaval, as well as protesters' demands for the former regime's accountability in areas such as corruption. Of the injured, 120 had to be treated at a hospital, with Prime Minister Issam Sharaf promising an investigation into the violence.
Saudi Arabia. Four more women were arrested for driving on Tuesday by religious police in the country's second-largest city of Jeddah, while another woman was arrested that evening. According to Ms. Iman Al-Nafjan, an online author and member of the coalition Saudi Women for Driving, all the women were later released. A statement on the coalition's website said that such incidents as these would not stop Saudi women from driving in the future.
Pakistan. According to a report from the UK-based Financial Times, Pakistani Defense Minister Chaudhry Ahmed Mukhtar stated that his country is resuming control of operations at the Shamsi Air Base in Balochistan, with the US being told that no more unmanned drone attacks would be conducted from the airbase.
Oman. 55 people in Oman were issued jail sentences on Tuesday, June the 28th, for their participation in protests between the months of March and May, where they had called for improved jobs, with a court finding them guilty of robbery, unlawful gathering, and vandalizing government departments.
Greece. Union members began a peaceful 48-hour strike on Tuesday in continued protest of efforts by Prime Minister Yorgos Papandreou to bring the country out of financial crisis through budget reductions that would qualify the country for loans from private investors, the European Union, and the International Monetary Fund. The strikes turned violent when a group of youths began hurling masonry chips torn off of buildings, injuring 20 police. 8 protesters were also injured in the scuffle that followed, with many more treated for respiratory difficulties due to tear gas, and 18 who were arrested.
Yemen. On Tuesday, at least 3 people were killed as Yemeni military forces attacked several villages near Sana'a, belonging to tribes who are calling for President Ali Abdullah Saleh to step aside.
Meanwhile, Yemeni government forces have been making daily attacks on the armed groups that seized control of 3 southern towns since the end of May. On Wednesday, a government airstrike accidentally killed 4 innocent citizens, injuring at least 12 others in Zanjibar during clashes that in total claimed the lives of 26 Yemeni troops and 17 armed men. Libya. Prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, or ICC, in The Hague, the Netherlands, Luis Moreno Ocampo, urged Libyan aides to assist in the arrest of leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, saying that this would help more swiftly resolve the nation's crisis.
As we mourn the precious lives lost and the distress of many others, we pray for the strife in all countries to subside, with citizens everywhere deciding to live in shared safety, dignity, and peace.
do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Whatever freedom they ask for, they should have it. Because humans deserve freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom to travel, freedom of religious practice, freedom of saying what they want and choosing whomever they like to govern their own country.
Basic human freedom. For that, I also give a lot of zillion of spiritual points, and I hope it works.
That is hundreds of thousands of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions. Without freedom, people cannot breathe. Without freedom, people cannot have dignity.
Without freedom, people cannot develop their potentials. And thus, they cannot serve their family or their country, and lastly, the world, to the fullest of their capacity. So freedom is very essential to human evolution, to the wellness of the world, to peace on our planet.
That's their birthright to have freedom, because they are children of God. They are right to demand it if they don't have.
Còn nhỏ lắm, tôi muốn sống thơ ngây. Tôi không muốn mỗi ngày nghe súng rền bốm thét, nhất là vào dịp Tết. Tôi muốn mặc áo hoa, tiền lì xì báo đỏ, và thêm thật nhiều quà, và được chơi suốt đêm với bạn bè trong xóm, mà không phải ngủ sớm vì sợ lịnh giới nghiêm. Tôi muốn sống êm đềm, sống chơi thời thơ ấu. Tôi không thích đổ máu, tôi không thích ù tai. Tuyến căn đông đến dài, làm tôi thường mất ngủ. Nếu anh có con cháu, về hỏi chúng đi ăn, có ai thích chiến tranh?
Dẻo bên trường, học trò dăm đứa chạy gương lãnh mình. Súng gươm sao thật vô tình, dẫm ba người chết thình lình. Không, mấy ngày xác giữa bờ sông, còn linh hồn đã lạc trong kiếp nào. Tôi nhìn thịt nát da hao, không còn buồn hiểu thấp cao.
Be here now.
Mm-hmm. The International Monetary Fund has today selected Christine Lagarde to serve as IMF Managing Director for a 5-year term starting on July the 5th, 2011.
New leader named for the International
Lagarde,
Monetary Fund. On Tuesday, June 28th, the Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund appointed French Minister of Economic Affairs, Finance and Industry, Christine Lagarde, to be the next Managing Director of the organization. Known for her skilled diplomacy, Minister Lagarde is the first woman selected for this post, having already been the first female finance minister of a G8 economy, and before that, the first woman to chair the international law firm Baker & McKenzie. The organization's leadership is considered especially critical at this time, with 3 European countries operating under emergency programs and tens of billions of dollars in IMF loans outstanding to them. With support for her appointment coming from the United States, Europe, China, and Russia, Ms. Lagarde said that she was deeply honored by the trust being placed in her to head the 187-member organization. Ms. Lagarde, we join in sincere congratulations on your new role. May your leadership bring both equality and stability to the global economic community, benefiting nations worldwide.
Sweden detects first contained case of deadly E. coli. Swedish health officials announced on Tuesday, June the 28th, the identification of illness that originated from the same strain of E. coli that has now claimed at least 48 lives and caused over 4,000 people to fall ill in Germany and 15 other countries, with nearly 900 who suffer from the acute form of the disease that can cause kidney failure. Investigation is underway, as this is the first domestic case where the patient had not travelled to Germany himself, nor has he been in contact with anyone who has. Additionally, a primary school in the West Germany town of Altenbecken closed for a week as of Tuesday after 3 students and 4 food preparation workers fell ill and were found to be infected with the potentially lethal 0104H4 E. coli bacteria.
Meanwhile, Russia resumed fresh vegetable imports from Belgium and the Netherlands as of Tuesday, as long as safety certificates are provided. In the United States, food safety advocates are renewing their calls for meat testing to include E. coli strains beyond the standard 0157H7, saying that according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 160,000 people are sickened annually by non-0157 types.
With sincere sympathies for the lives lost, we send our best wishes for an easing of symptoms and complete recovery to the disease afflicted. May heaven's mercy prevail in our efforts towards a society of kindness and brotherly love among all humankind.
Kidnap French workers alive. As reported by Yemeni Deputy Information Minister Abdel Al-Janadi on Tuesday, June 28th, 3 aid workers from the French non-governmental organization Triangle Génération Humanitaire have been located in southern Yemen after being missing for over a month. Minister Al-Janadi assured that the Yemeni government is working to secure the peaceful release of the 2 women and 1 man who had been working together with 17 Yemeni nationals on a humanitarian mission in Hadramaut Governorate. We are grateful for the efforts of Minister Al-Janadi and the Yemeni government as we pray for developments leading to the peaceful freedom of the innocent French workers. May they soon be joyfully reunited with cherished loved ones. Save our planet. With a rise in global customers' preference for healthy products without pesticides, preservatives, or other chemical additives, Peruvian officials state that organic product exports reached $46 million U.S. dollars in the first 3 months of 2011, a 48.3% increase compared to the same period in 2010.
Save our planet. With the help of a robot submarine sent beneath West Antarctica's Pine Island Glacier, U.S. and U.K. researchers report on June the 26th, 2011, that recent melting of the previously attached ice mass has separated it from the ridge, and that warmer waters are causing it to lose ice at a rate that is 50% faster than in 1994.
Warning news. Qatar-based Al Jazeera News Agency reports that an estimated 16% of the nation's residents are diabetic, compared to a global average of 6%, with 70% of adults and 30% of Qatari children now overweight, which is considered a precursor for type 2 diabetes.
Hi, Hi, I'm Marvel the Monkey, dedicated to following a compassionate diet without any animal products. Today I have a tip to share from much-loved Supreme Master Ching Hai. If you give your beloved dogs and cats pillows, cushion, or blanket, please choose those without zippers or cut off the zipper's head. The head of the zipper could hurt them. Thank you for your love and care for your defenseless family members. Our many thanks, forever caring Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this thoughtful tip. And thank you, gentle viewers, for your attention. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In Eco News, European botanists find a flowering plant at a record altitude. Dr. Christian Korner of the Institute of Botany, University of Basel in Switzerland, discovered the purple mountain saxifrage at 4,505 meters on the central Swiss Alps. A statement by the University of Basel reported, "It is the highest elevation flowering plant that has ever been documented in Europe, and the location is probably the coldest point in the world where a flowering plant has been found. It would need to withstand temperatures below 0 degrees Celsius at night and as low as minus 20 degrees Celsius in the winter." What amazing discovery, Dr. Christian Korner. May we cherish and protect all the wondrous flora of our planet, which sustains us and blesses us with much beauty.
In good governance news, Paraguay allocates more than $7.5 million U.S. dollars to supply clean water to citizens in 17 communities. As a result of an agreement between the government of the Central Department and the Ministry of Social Action, 3,072 families will have access to pure water. Well-ventilated lavatories will also be constructed. Our sincere appreciation, Paraguay, for your care of your citizens. May numerous individuals be benefited by these life-enhancing measures. Coming up, many people respond to a 9-year-old boy's request to help tornado victims. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be right back. More visionary news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, thoughtful news for a considerate world. In humanitarian news, a 9-year-old boy leads efforts to help tornado victims. Cole Rickert from Zion, Missouri, USA, wanted to send care packages to the same state residents of Joplin after the devastation caused by the natural disaster in May. His mother posted his plan on Facebook. So many people responded that the family delivered the numerous donations in a semi-truck. Cole said, "No matter how big or small you are, whether you are a kid or adult, you can do God's work. No matter what, you can do it." Bravo, Cole Rickert, on your compassionate heart. Our appreciation also to your supportive family. We pray that the citizens of Joplin soon return to normal life with heaven's abundant grace.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Italian entitled "The Moon."
Y L'insegnante dice: la luna è tanto grande che può accogliere milioni di persone. Gli studenti chiedono: quando la luna è calante, diventa troppo piccola per tutti?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Our country is suffering from disasters, and so is our world. Supreme Master Ching Hai is great, and I have a lot of love for her. She is so loving to all beings, and she is so noble. I watch Supreme Master TV, and I enjoy that still there is someone who cares. Love, Parveen from Rawalpindi, Pakistan.
Kind Parveen, thank you for your sincere message. We are truly blessed beyond words to be graced with Supreme Master Ching Hai's holy presence on our planet at this urgent time, and pray each individual heeds her profound words. May Allah's benediction be bestowed upon you and all the peace-loving Pakistani people.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May our world be blessed with harmony, friendship, and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The South Korean government has agreed to host the next Global Nuclear Security Summit, where participants will discuss measures such as improving protection of materials and facilities to ensure nuclear energy security.
Following a month-long detainment, President of Somalia's interim government, Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, grants full pardons and freedom to 3 British, 1 US, and 2 Kenyan nationals.
European leaders approve the European Union framework for Roma integration, under which each member state agrees to set up a plan for improving the situation of Roma minorities in 4 key areas, including education, employment, healthcare, and housing.
UN peacekeepers in Kiwanja, Democratic Republic of the Congo, organize a collection drive where the peacekeeping soldiers donate blood to save lives in the conflict-affected region.
Algerian Minister of Foreign Affairs Mourad Medelsi announces that the Algerian government is forgiving Iraq's debt to help revive the country's economy.
Luna, a 6-year-old husky canine, is hailed as a hero after she pointedly dug a 1-square-meter hole that alerted caregiver Jenny Colnaro and 6 children of a dangerous gas leak in the backyard of their Alberta, Canada home, enabling it to be safely contained. For her keen intelligence and devotion in protecting her family, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Luna with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $200 for veg treats, etc.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.